When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back. Marv Lisi with you, hour number two here on the grid, Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Good to have you with us, Sirius XM 159. Lot to do this last hour. We're watching all these baseball games. We've got NBA going on. Getting to the golf a little bit. I don't think Joe really understands how much Toasty melted down on Sunday when he was in the final group.
Guy's a hack.
He 3-1, okay, I'll tell you his story.
I'll tell you his story in a moment. 3-1 who? Cards.
St. Louis. This burger's up for the last out of this Texas game. Can he hit a garbage time big fly, this burger? Can he get a garbage time homer here, Joe? What do you think?
These Pirates.
Does he have it in him?
The Pirates. They've been awful.
One hit all night.
Two hits.
You're not wrong, Joe. They are gutless.
Two hits all night.
This Pirate
team. You gotta be kidding me. Walking through the motions. Like, what are we doing here?
Oh, Burger, get out.
Is that a hit?
Get out. Burger time, Joe. Last at bat of the game. You get the burger time.
You got burger time. Oh, my God.
Burger time, Joe.
That's crazy. What was his number?
How about this? He's up in the ninth inning. They're down 14-1. And the guy is one out, and he hits one over the wall.
All right, we got a man on. We started with a double, one out. Can we crack
Burger
through?
Time.
Come on, Pittsburgh. Can we crack through
Let's
here?
Go.
Maybe they could win it with a walk-off.
Got to be proud. We got Burger this morning, Joe, at a pretty good number, actually.
What was his number?
+500. Good number this morning. +500.
Better than you. 500.
How about this Santander? Will he ever do anything?
How about this A. Frazier right now? No?
Your boy Frazier.
0-2.
Adam Frazier.
Yeah.
Whoa, the Pirates got a double?
Yeah.
Got a man on here cooking.
That's a complete hack. Wow. Hey,
what do you nothing. I'm mixing in a lot of things here. I know how I do it on Monday. I bounce all over the place and I do all that. Let me finish the Toasty story. So okay. Toasty got mad because of how slow Minwoo Lee was playing, and then there was like an unplayable lie he had. It was taking forever. So basically, Joe, Toasty got mad, and then he decided to like put. There's a base hit, Joe. Pirates scored a run. Oh, is he? He's safe. 5-1. Pirates got a run on the board. How about that? He almost got thrown out of the plate. So then Toasty decided to give this guy the business, and I guess he started, like, playing real slow. Like, it was almost like he was best breaking the guy's chops. He was just all, and then these two were going back and forth. Toasty, he might be, Joe, and I've seen some of the golf people say this, he might be, like, the most unliked guy on the entire tour. Whenever this Toasty's in contention, he gives people the business out there. I think, Joe, guys like that are good for golf. I think they need more guys like that because they have too many stuck-up country club types that are at the top of the game who don't ever give you no personality. They need guys like Toasty who go in there and ruffle some feathers.
Little Argentinian with a big heart.
Your boy
I like him. Too bad the guy can never break through for a major win. You know, the guy's got
that. Well, that's very true. The guy can't do that. That's for sure. He's not good at breaking through for a win. But you know what? he was close this week, and he's in the field, Joe. It's at San Antonio. Yeah. I don't know if you want to dabble with him or not. I don't know if you want to get involved.
Maybe.
What do you think his number is after playing well?
I'm thinking. 300-1.
Nope. That was last week. Now you pay a little less. 170-1.
Well, all right.
170.
Still a good number.
170. Still a good number. And he needs, if he wants to play at Augusta, he's got to win, Joe. We're in that time of the year. This is the winner of this tournament gets into the Masters if they're not already in. So for all these guys who aren't the heavy hitters at the top,
yeah,
that's why we want to take shots on guys who need it bad.
All right.
They need to get to Augusta.
Need to get it. They need to get it.
Yeah, got to win it
Come
to be
on,
in
Finn
it.
Finn Fam. Who's up now?
Your boy Finn Fam.
Heiner Falefa. Falefa.
Heiner Falefa. Jeez. Heiner Falefa, he says.
Heiner Falefa. Whatever his name is. Could he just hit a single? That would be great. Could we get two guys on? Can we make this guy Englert work? Clearly,
well,
this guy wants to let go of the
rope. Can we get it back around for the cruise missile?
Sure.
How about that?
I would. Sure, why not?
That would be good.
3-2 count. Walk is as good as a hit. Walk is as good as a hit here.
Are you surprised how much they're at these NFL meetings this week? How many people are opposed to this dopey tush push that they're actually gonna outlaw it? I don't think they've got the votes, honestly, to get rid of it.
Your guy is like passionate about it.
I was very surprised that McDermott's so in it, especially Joe, when you consider that the Bills run a kind of a similar, now it's not exactly the same. They kind of move Allen out to the left of the line a little bit, but they do like a similar play, which I don't understand why he's so gung-ho about it. But
talk about McDermott's gung-ho. He's wearing it on his sleeve about, you know, just a ton of stuff, you know.
I guess he wants to go be the guy. He's the guy carrying the flag, I guess. Yeah. I mean, the Packers are the ones who proposed it. Let them carry the flag. Why does he got to do it?
Exactly. Why is he so passionate about it? Unbelievable. No?
I was a little stunned, but I don't think they're going to get enough votes to change it. You know they're going to have that 18th game, though.
Oh, yeah, that's coming.
You know that's coming.
Oh, yeah, that's more money for crack crab and lobster come Thanksgiving and Christmas time. Goodell's going to he's going to shovel it in. What's he making, $44 million? Another game, he's got to tack on another $3 or $4 million to that number. No?
Here's your boy, Finn Flam. Can we get Finn Flam on for the cruise missile?
He's got a 2-1 count.
What do you think?
2-2.
I mean, come on. I'm watching the game here. Come on.
Get a faster connection. Get a faster connection.
No. You're not watching the game. You're watching it off FanDuel. See, that's what you're watching.
No. I'm watching it on the computer.
Yeah, on FanDuel, you're watching the little ball get hit whenever a player.
No, I'm watching it on ESPN. I'm watching it on. All right, you know I have capability just like you. I got multiple screens here. All right, looks like a cockpit right here. I got multiple screens. You're not the only one.
I'm zigging and zagging. I'm over here. I'm over there.
I got bad news. Bottom eight. I got bad news.
You got bad news? Oh, come on. All right, but that at least they turned the lineup over that Cruz is going to get one more at bat. I mean, I got it with Berger. Berger got me in the last at bat in the ninth. He was put it through. So maybe Cruz could do that too. No, or can we get Lau back up for the Rays? How about him? Can we turn it back down to him?
Why don't we bat around in every game, you know, except the ones that I'm on the over?
Get them all a torpedo bat. Get them a torpedo bat.
Torpedo bats.
We might be able to do it then. You never know.
Johnny Torpedo.
Marvin Lee's Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Marvin Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. I think the only way I'm going to get Lau up again, Joe, is if I need two guys to get on for the Rays here, and then maybe he could jack a three-run homer. So let's all hope right. We can get a couple guys on for the Rays, and maybe we can get Lau up to the dish. I actually, a new segment on the program tonight, Joe. Are you ready?
Uh-oh.
Now, this was told to me. We're kind of adding this. This is just a segment that's being added in for today, Joe. You ready? It's trivia time on Carver and Lisi. Are you right? You ready to go?
Yeah. Go ahead. Okay. Go ahead.
Good night, John Boy. The words said during the end sequence of episodes from this CBS historical drama that ran from 72 to 81. Do you know that one, Joe? Yep. Good night, John Boy. You know that one? Yeah, what is that?
I'm ready to kick you in the ass, Seabass, all right?
What is that from? I have
don't
no
start.
Idea.
And Justin Casey, I'm needy tonight. I'll show you needy. Come over to Jersey, Justin. Huh? Really? With the group chat over here, all right? We'll see.
What he said?
You want some?
What he said?
Come get some.
I got to look.
I'm needy tonight. I'm needy. You're right, I'm needy. I need over 10 and a half, all right? I'm needy, all right. Unbelievable.
Now, what's the deal with the Walton's quote? What's that about with the Walton's quote? I didn't know we were doing trivia now.
Everybody, you know, that's it. They were, you know, like the guys in New York, you know, the New York syndicate crew, the guys that strictly work in New York, you know, the New York syndicate.
So I guess we've got a New York syndicate crew.
I guess in between shows, or after show, certain shows are done, you know, instead of just chilling out, they like to play trivia, right? So they played a trivia game, and there was a lifeline, and they called me because I'm the old guy on the network. Get it? So
you were the lifeline?
And I got it right. But then they all decided to call, and then I was checking with the schedule with G Sus, and he jumped in on it too. So everybody was in on it. Everybody was in on the good night, John Boy.
You got it right again tonight.
Good night, John Boy. I tell you,
bonus points for you. You won the bonus round tonight.
For me. Yeah, that's it. I know.
I didn't know you were a big trivia buff.
I was live on a show. I was eating lunch. And they called me.
Oh, you were on? You were on the show?
Yeah, and then I gave them, and then when I got it right, I told them, so there you go, bam, bam. I got to go. And then they continued to call.
They continued to call? They called you back?
It was two in a row.
What was the other question?
The B double S. No, the same question. They thought they were cute with the question.
Oh, you got, so now you got it a third time tonight.
Right.
Okay.
Correct. Now I got a fourth time. So, you're the fourth time.
The fourth time you were asked about the Waltons tonight?
Yeah. Fourth
That's
time.
The fourth time?
Jeez. Right. You're the fourth. There you go.
All right.
Congrats.
Well, I didn't know.
Congrats,
it was a sore
John
subject.
Boy.
Right, I'm sorry.
No sore subject. Carver. Not at all.
Listen, Joe. We got a big spot here. This Santander is up.
No.
He's given us nothing so far.
One on, nobody out. We need Magnum.
Right,
the kid's having a day. He's 3 for 3.
Allow.
Today. 3 for 3. I'll take a double. 3-2 counts. We load them up here? Can we load them up?
The other one that I thought was funny from all the football nonsense today was that Tomlin actually had the stones to sit there and tell reporters that he'd be comfortable if Mason Rudolph was the quarterback next year.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, real.
Meanwhile, the Rodgers thing's a complete fix because he's out throwing passes with DK Metcalf out at UCLA. Like, that's when they bring a cameraman with them, you know? It's not big series. Let's bring a camera guy and get all the video out there of us throwing passes to each other. There's a base hit down the line, Joe. Look at these Rays.
Let's get Lau up here. Let's get Lau up.
Bring up the Italian, Caballero. Here he is. Come on, Junior.
All right.
Junior now, Caballero.
Can you root in this Santander? Can you root him in? Stop talking the guy down.
I need the over.
You know, this guy Homer here.
I hate when you eat fat, and then you don't want me to win at all.
He's eating fat yet. If Santander homers, we might be eating fat. That's for sure.
You got the Irish Pete Homers. Pete Alonso.
He hits a grounder to second.
He's gutless. I told you.
Well, we got two so far, Joe. We got Alonso and Burger Time.
So you are eating fat. See, because when I told you, gutless, we hit this, we hit that. We hit this, we hit that. Come on, Caballero.
I want him to walk and Lau to hit the grand slam.
That's fine.
Why can't everybody eat? Again, you're selfish. Everybody can eat here. Everybody eats. That's what this show used to be about. When we first started doing that show, that's what it was about. Everybody eating. Then it became about you eating all the time. You. Okay, yeah, that's what it became. It became about you.
You hit every year. You hit the golf. I hit nothing in the golf. You're shooting fish in a barrel.
That's because you're playing guys that are 400-1. I mean, you're playing the guys on the bottom of the board. Those guys don't win.
You're dead to me right now because you're trying to rile me up for no reason. You know, the show was going good. Everything was going perfect. I was relaxed. And now in the last 40 minutes, you're going to gas me up. One out. Look at this. The guy's three for three. Can't even get the run in. Come on, Yo Diaz.
Yo Diaz.
Come on, Yo.
We got to get Lau up. I didn't realize Lau. I thought Lau was hitting second. He's hitting third tonight. We're going to need a little bit more work here. Diaz has to get something.
Let Diaz get up.
Just, yeah. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here tonight. Yeah, Lau's a hack, Joe. He grounded it. He stinks. He got mid out, so. What are you going to do? On to the next
one. Now I got Hog Wild telling me because I called the Irish Bear, you haven't corrected me. It's the Irish Bear, Pete Alonso.
I just tweeted it. I missed it when you said it.
I need four runs top of the ninth. Could they break through on this hack?
Sure.
Probably not. Tommy Flim Flam.
We're gonna get a cruise. Can we get a cruise missile?
Yeah, why not? I don't care.
I mean, is it possible? Or no?
Yeah, why not?
Is it not possible? I mean, anything's possible. Can Washington tie this game up with Toronto? Can we get that to 4-4? That would be why not? That would be fun. All right, how about this Tucker tonight for the Cubs? You want to go to Tucker again?
Why do we always have to go with the same guys?
Joe? Because those guys hit homers. That's why. It's the same thing, you know, you bellyache about this. It's the same thing as the golf. When you play the guys that are 500-1, they're not going to hit. When you play the guys homers who are like 9 and 10-1, they're not going to hit. You got to play the guys that actually hit homers. You got to play the guys that actually win golf tournaments.
You're right. Yeah, guy's got it all figured out. He's teaching class on the weekends.
System. There it is.
This is it. Martingale.
Play.
Johnny Boy
play.
Martingale. This is it. Oh, he's got it all figured out. He's got it. The bell curve.
Play.
This is
Come
it.
On.
He's got it all figured Bell play. Curve. He's got it all figured out. Class starts at 2:00 on Saturdays, guys and girls. Don't worry. Sign up for Professor Carver. He'll tell you how to, wheel play.
All right, how about this?
Johnny,
why don't we do this?
Wheel socket. Go ahead.
How about this Machado for the Padres tonight?
How about him? Got any problems with him?
Yeah, I mean, is Machado going to come through for us? This will be the night he takes the night off. You got me in on home runs now. Like, I just talk about throwing bad money.
Isn't it great?
No, all I do is throw bad money after bad money with the baseball.
It's nothing like it. It's so much fun.
Yeah, you love me donating to the major leagues. You love it.
It's so much fun.
What is fun? Me losing money or the fact that what? What is fun?
It's fun to play. It's fun to play dingers. It's a lot of fun.
Why is it fun?
Have a good time with it. Because it's a great rush. You watch. I love watching these guys. I hated baseball for a long time. Now I'm back in. Just nightly dingers. Just chasing dingers every night. That's all I'm doing.
Pirates, one out. They're not even taking strikes. You know, you want to talk about gutless. That's them.
Well, Pirates. To be fair, Joe, I mean, the guy blew a 98-mile-an-hour fastball by him. That's not taking strikes. I mean, that ball was down the middle, and the guy just missed it. All right, could Cruz hit one out?
Can I talk?
Yeah, go ahead.
Jackson Merrill for a dinger tonight.
You want me to play him? Who's the other guy you wanted me to play? The Harris? You want to play the Harris?
Michael Harris. Jackson Merrill and Michael Harris.
I mean, first pitch, this guy Cruz grounds out. I mean, he doesn't even look at anything. He just grounds out.
Focused. You're not even looking right now.
All right.
Not even looking. Michael Harris.
Harris and who?
I just told you. And Jackson Merrill. That pays $43.80 if they homer. $43.80.
Hold on. Okay, I'm going to get in. Harris and Merrill. It's probably a donation, but we'll play it.
Here we go. I know. Your guys are going to hit the homers. Your guys are going to hit the home runs tonight.
Where's this Merrill? All right, here we go. You ready?
Probably a donation.
Harris probably. And Merrill. I played it. Just for you.
Me too. I
Harris
played it
and
too.
Merrill. Okay?
This
We're
is
in,
it.
Baby.
Donation City.
This is it.
We're donating.
Carver at Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. 2-0 Giants, Joe, in Houston against the Astros. I guess that'll be your new focus, or is everything you had attached to that over with? You done with
No,
the
I lost
the...
a little. I still have this over, but I lost tonight. I can't count it as a loser. I got to regroup. I got to do some work on the baseball because, again,
Cubs-A's. Cubs-A's tonight.
These totals in the beginning of the year never come in. They don't start coming in until like late May. After about a
late
month.
Late May.
Month,
I mean, these balls are juiced, Joe. The balls are juiced.
Where do you see balls being juiced? 3-2, 4-2. Where? Juice where? 2-0. Mm. Where do you see juiced? Where?
Some balls that are juiced out there. Some.
With the balls that are juiced.
Torpedo bats?
Again with the torpedo bat. Yeah. Torpedo bat. Yep.
Torpedo bat.
Johnny Torpedo. That's it. Yeah. Got it all figured out. So what do you want to do with the golf? What do you want to do?
I don't love this tournament. I'm so hyped up for the Masters that it's tough to get attached to some things. But since you asked.
Yeah.
Sure, we can find a few guys that I like this week. So for the Valero, Corey Connors has won this twice, but I can't play Corey Connors at 16-1. That's a stupid price. Kind of like Tom Kim at 45. Kind of like Sam Burns at 50. Now this Gary Woodland, Joe. I know you like Gary Woodland.
That's Gary. Gary's my guy.
So he finished second last week. He was 19 under. Him and Scheffler finished tied for second. He needs a win to get to Augusta. He's not in the field at the Masters right now. So he's one of these guys that has to win. He's 55 to win now. He opened like 90. He's been banged down to 55 because of how he played last week. I like this Jake afternoon nap, too, at 70.
Do you?
Yeah. Jake afternoon nap. Same thing with Ricky. Ricky Fowler needs to win to get to Augusta. 75.
Yeah, where's he been, huh? He's been out hanging out.
He's had a real bad time. Yeah. He's had all kinds of problems.
Ricky's Fowler. You know?
Ricky's right, Fowler. Man? No, I'm finished. I got nothing left.
Got nothing left? Why would it happen?
Nothing left. Been up early. Been a long day. Nothing left.
Nothing left? You got nothing in the tank?
I'm getting there. I mean, I'm pretty much towards the end, Joe. Not going to lie. All right, for a guess, you want to do anything in this Lakers-Rocket game?
No. You're not pulling nothing? Me in on the Lake. What do you want to do in the Lake game? What do you want to do? Go ahead, hero.
Nothing you can get in on?
Leave me the water tonight. Go ahead. Why don't you tell me where we should go?
Well, what about the bounds?
No, he wants to go bounds.
Well, Luka bounds.
Luka, why does it always have to be the same guys? Why?
This is a Martingale play.
Johnny Martingale, the Martingale system. Seriously,
Luka for 12 bounds. How about assists?
I mean,
Luka for 12 assists, plus 870. 12 assists.
How about Luka for threes, five threes?
No, I don't like it.
Yeah, of course it does. I said it.
I don't like him for the threes. The threes are very hit and miss. It's hot and cold. Threes are very hot and cold. One night he's got seven, the next night he's got two. Bounds and assists.
How about off this menu. Hachimura for 6 bounds?
That's a random number you just pulled out. Why'd you pull that out? Where'd you see that?
Under 6 bounds, Hachimura, plus 240.
So what are we? Are we putting something together, or are we just playing one?
Hachimura for bounds. I was on Van Fleet last night. He let me down. Van Fleet
for Luka 15 assists.
Points and Luka assists. Are you in the assists with Luka?
Fine. How about 8 assists? How about 8?
How about 8 for LeBron with the assists?
I mean, whatever.
What do you mean, whatever?
This Wilmer Flores with a 3-run homer. 5-0 Giants. 5-0 Giants.
Hachimura for bounds, Van Fleet for points, and LeBron for assists pays 15.72.
Yeah, I'm not in.
Why?
Because I don't play Van Vliet. I don't get involved with him. And I don't like LeBron for the assists. He could be a pig some nights. I don't want to do it. Toronto extending here, Joe. 5-2 Toronto. Extend, 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 extend.
You don't like...
long enough to get Santander back up? Can they just blow really like a 10-run inning here?
I don't know.
I'm not in on Hachimura.
Why?
And because I'm not in on any of these guys. Luka 12 assists plus 870 or whatever the hell it is.
Assists for Luka? Why you want Luka? Why?
Primetime game. Games on TNT.
So what does that mean?
Puts on a show. How'd you do with the player props with the Final Four?
Terrible.
Terrible?
Yeah.
All those guys with the bounds, none of them came through?
No, I hit Jani Broome on Friday night. Bounds, 14 bounds. The 12 bounds. Yeah. Yep.
I'm kind of glad that I didn't have access to any of that because it was just all nonsense. Because you don't watch these guys enough to really know the. It's not like when we see with all these other guys, like the college kids. It's out of whack. Like I played those couple guys for threes those days I was in Jersey with you.
Yeah, and then what happened?
It's just it's too up and down, too much of a roller coaster. There's no consistency with these college kids. Unless you're a Broom or a Flag. You know, those are the only guys that have the true consistency. Everybody else.
And Kaufman-Wren. Kaufman-Wren. What are you flying the ship? What are you driving the ship in rough water? What are you doing?
Up and down. Up and down. How about, can we get this Yordan Alvarez? Can he hit one? How about Yordan?
Another guy. Under the hat special. Yordan Alvarez. Now they all come out. He gives me the guy.
I added a bunch of stuff.
Please.
Some live ads. Live ads, Joe. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Harvard Lee, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. You know, these Blue Jays, Joe, they had the bases loaded, nobody out. Guy hits a liner to second. I don't know where the guy on first was going, but he was like halfway between first and second. So he gets caught, doubles him off of first. Next guy pops it up to third. Bases loaded, no outs, chance for a huge inning and a big extend, maybe get Santander up again. And sure enough, instead, three pitches later, they're done. Cooked. Out of the inning. Nothing. Sad.
Yeah, that's what happens. Joe. So you
so these late night games are all getting going now. Am I taking who?
What are you doing with what are you going to do with these games? You taking my bet?
You got to be kidding me. This Jose Ramirez. I'm not taking anything you like. The Van Vliet and the Hachimura and all that stuff. I'm not in. This Jose Ramirez hits a homer. You got to be kidding me.
What's wrong with that?
I played him a couple times over the weekend against Kansas City. He didn't hit, so of course he hits one today. So that's how it goes sometimes, you know. These guys hit him. Hit him after you already had him.
That's it. What are you going to do? Zigging when we should be zagging.
So just Luka for me tonight. That's it. Luka bounds. All right. Luka assists.
All right, I'm taking a shot. That's it. I'm in.
And who do you think, since you already have Auburn winning this weekend, who do you think they're going to play, Duke or Houston?
Duke.
So Auburn's going to beat Duke Monday night.
My heart says Houston will be in it, but I don't know. I want to take both dogs with the points. Obviously, Auburn, I'm taking on the money line. But I think Houston could cover too and still lose. Wouldn't shock me if that game goes down to the wire. I don't know. I like both
dogs. That total's mighty low for a Duke game. Pretty low total for a Duke game.
136.5. So what are you saying? You're taking it?
Probably taking the over.
Yeah.
I know Houston's great defensively. You've seen that this whole tournament. You've seen this really all year. I don't think anybody's stopping that Duke team. Nobody.
Now I know I have a shot. Now I know Auburn's life. They just got to get there. Because you're saying no shot. No shot. They got no shot to beat Duke. They got none. Might as well not even show up if you're Auburn. I mean, Cooper Flagg and Proctor, that's it. It's over.
I don't think anybody has a shot to beat Duke.
Well, there you go.
Anybody. I mean, you've been watching these games, Joe. You think that anybody's on their level?
I think Broome could be a big force in the middle for them. Yeah, I do. Yeah. Now what, hot shot? Come on, hero. What are you going to say now?
I hope it's Auburn or Duke. I actually, for the first time in my life, Joe, made it to the Final Four weekend in the Survivor Pool for the NCAA tournament. First time ever. Made it this far in it. And I still have Duke and Auburn left. I have Duke and Auburn left to use. So I'm going to use one of them Saturday and one of them Monday.
Well, you got it.
Sounds like you think I should use Duke Saturday and Auburn Monday. That's what it sounds like.
There you go. That's what I think you should do. If you're smart.
You'll go and use it.
You got it all figured out. Congrats. I'm happy you won it. I mean, you got two of the best teams left.
I haven't won anything.
You got anything. You got both top teams there.
You didn't listen to what I said.
You got it.
I have two teams left. That does not mean I've won anything. And odds are that if that's the path that I choose, well, I'm choosing probably Auburn Saturday, Duke Monday. And if I choose that path, odds are I'm probably splitting the pot with a lot of people because they're going to have the same probably setup that I do. Get out. This Yordan's another one. Doesn't hit homers anymore.
That's why you should take Duke on Saturday and Auburn on Monday. Nobody's going to have that.
I agree with you. I think very few people are gonna try that. And then you're saying I could play Duke on a month. I could play.
Yeah.
I can come back with Duke money line if I wanted to. Because it's probably gonna be a tight. What's the spread? They have a look ahead line for Duke and Auburn, Joe. That they do.
Look ahead line.
Duke -5.5.
Over Auburn?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Duke -5.5 over Auburn. Houston -1.5 against Auburn.
Huh.
Florida -1.5 against Houston. Duke -4.5 against Florida.
What about Florida over Houston? What? 1.5?
Florida would be 1.5-point favorite over Houston, yes.
Wow. I like Auburn in any scenario. I think Auburn wins.
Hey, Anteaters in the NIT semis tomorrow night. Anteaters.
And they would have Houston as a slight 1.5-point favorite over Auburn?
Yes. I have here look-ahead line. Houston -1.5, 138.5.
Yeah, I don't see that, but okay.
You don't see it?
Mm-mm.
You're drinking that Auburn Kool-Aid this week. A lot of Auburn Kool-Aid.
There you go.
Orange Kool-Aid. Carver and Leasy. Carver and Leasy. Sports Grid Radio. We're back in.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Marvin Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Good to have you here. Yeah. Funny, I just saw DraftKings tweet this out, Joe. And, you know, April, we turned the calendar to April tomorrow. So obviously the NFL draft is going to be very much on your mind and many other people's as well. They have a number here for total players selected by conference.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really amazing. SEC 14 and a half. Half the round, half the first round. I mean, 14 and a half.
Yeah, you got to go through all of them. So SEC, so okay. Well, Matt Golden. You got to go Matt Golden, potentially Jackson Dart.
Will Big Campbell. 10, 9.5. Big 12, 3.5. ACC, 2.5.
Big 12, 3.5. 3.5?
3.5 for the Big 12.
I mean, yeah. I mean, McMillan, the wide receiver, Shedeur Sanders.
That's two. Travis Hunter. Right. You need.
There's three right there.
That's three. You just need one other. Those three are going in the first round. So you need one other Big 12 player, and you can get in there.
I'm thinking. I mean, I might take the Big 12. But
I mean, it's heavily juiced. I mean,
is it?
Oh, Joe, it's stupid number. It's -800. I mean, I don't know why would you even put this up?
Forget it.
Make it 4.5. Like what? Like honestly,
what's the Big 10 number?
9.5. Hold on. 9.5 -175 to the under. Oh, I'm sorry, Joe. Excuse me here. I've never seen them do this before. They have the under on the left side and the over on the right side. Big 10 under 9.5 -175, over 9.5 +140. Big 12 under 3.5 -800, over 3.5 +475. So they think McMillan, Hunter, and Sanders, the only three players in the Big 12 that's going in the first round. There's nobody else, Joe. You can't find anyone else for a +475.
I mean, I'd have to look at everybody that's in there. And I mean, I haven't even
done
that yet.
You're the guru. The guru.
I mean, what's the Big 10 number? 9.5?
9.5.
So you got Abdul Carter. You got potentially
technically ring off 10 guys right now.
No, I'm just saying, I'm thinking. Ty Warren could be a number one draft pick in the first round. Tight end. I mean, you know. I mean, that's still tough.
Either way, Joe, you got a few weeks for this, Joe. You got a few weeks.
I like the over Big 12. I still think the Big 12, I mean, that's crazy. 3.5. Somebody could go in there.
Yeah, Joe, a lot of baseball again tomorrow, Joe. A lot of baseball.
Day games.
How about these Tigers up 6-0 on the Mariners in the first inning? How about these Tigers? That total was like 7, right, Joe? Wasn't the total 7?
Yeah, the total was 7. Unbelievable. 3-3.
That was 1-0.
5-0 Giants.
Tomorrow night, pretty much all these same games. Throw in the Yankees are home for the Diamondbacks. And then everything else is the same from tonight. No afternoon games tomorrow, Joe. All at night.
That's not good.
Why is that not good? I don't understand.
I like day baseball. I like to at least get a little under the hat.
A little under the hat? Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yep.
You say so, Joe. A lot of day games on Wednesday. Joe, great job as always. We will see you tomorrow. Joe will be here tomorrow. And we'll have a lot more to do. Harvard and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, cash a lot of tickets, grab some homers as well. We'll see you tomorrow on the grid.